The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we are talking about money and parenting. In a recent survey of soon-to-be parents, 83% of respondents indicated that their two biggest fears around having children was the health of their newborn child and how they would afford the addition to the family, with the overwhelming majority of people more concerned about the financial impact of having children. When it comes to the financial impact of having children, most couples are now waiting till later in life to establish themselves financially before having children, with many couples completely put off the idea of having children at all. In this episode, we want to give you an attentive perspective on raising children and why it need not be as expensive as you might expect, as well as providing you with some tips on how to manage your finances around having children. We often hear people saying that planning for children is futile and that you should just go ahead and have kids now and figure out how to afford them. What do you think about this, Justin?
There actually is an element of truth to that statement, because the reality is where you are in your life right now will be very different than where you will be in 5 years' time. And honestly speaking, there is never a perfect time to have kids. As people, we are highly adaptive to our situation around us, and having kids can often serve as a major catalyst to get your financial life in order. And there is no data to suggest that holding off on having kids will have any benefit on your long-term financial success.
Okay, so just to be clear, we are not advocating that people should just have kids irresponsibly, but we would like to challenge the narrative that there is a perfect time financially to have kids. So Justin, let's talk about the big cost factors to having kids. Food, clothing, medical, and education. How expensive is it really?
The answer really depends on the expectation of the parents, but let's start with the big one, which is medical. Covering your child under a medical aid will cost somewhere between 1/3 and 2/3 of a full adult rate. And of course, we always suggest that parents have medical aid for themselves and their children. The next big one is education, and I personally think this is one of the most overrated expense expectations. Most parents planning to have kids want their kids to go to a private school, or at the very least a Model C school, which can often cost parents upwards of 30% of their annual income. The reality is, with the advances in technology and homeschooling curriculum, kids today are able to access world-class education, often better than what is available through private schools, through online platforms for a fraction of the cost. And then lastly is food and clothing, both of which are not actually that expensive until kids start to get a little bit older.
But Justin, what about preparing for a child's arrival? Cots, prams, car seats, nursery, clothing, diapers, formula, surely that's a major financial strain?
Again, it really comes back to the expectation of the parents. Most of our parents raised us with very little, and they did a perfectly good job. And there are parents in third world countries raising their children with next to nothing. I feel very strongly that the baby business has been so well marketed that our expectations have become skewed. We do not need all the brand name everything that's being pushed and peddled to us. And we do not need everything to be brand new. And frankly speaking, kids transition so quickly out of equipment and clothing that it makes zero sense to overspend on these items in the first place. It is important not to let our emotions get in the way of logic and to focus on loving our children rather than simply providing them with the material items as a token of our love.
What about the home itself? Many middle-class families seem to be pressured into upgrading their home to accommodate a child or more children. What are your thoughts around this?
Yet again, this is a symptom of good marketing, something that started in the 60s and has continued until today. We need to understand that it's a privilege for every child to have their own bedroom, but it's far from a necessity. And in fact, there are enough studies to suggest that children that bunk together are often more socially rounded than those who don't. So without question, the values you put into your kids will have a far bigger impact on them than the stuff you provide.
Hopefully this episode has encouraged you to think a little differently when it comes to financial planning for children. If you're interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, then go check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.